in the limelight.
Labour MPs are being asked by the party's high command not to focus on problems caused by Brexit when asking questions in Parliament, dealing with the media, or posting on social media, according to sources in the Parliamentary Labour Party. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Observer's political editor, Toby Helm. The piece is titled, Labour MPs Dismay at Orders to Maintain Radio Silence on Brexit. Stay with us for more of Toby Helm's article. Labour MPs are being asked by the party's high command not to focus on problems caused by Brexit when asking questions in the House of Commons, dealing with the media, or posting on social media, according to sources in the Parliamentary Labour Party. After a week in which Labour leader Keir Starmer delivered a major speech on how the country should rebuild the economy and reduce inequality without once mentioning Brexit, relations with the European Union or the severe problems that have confronted many UK exporters since 1st of January, senior party figures reacted with astonishment. On Saturday night, former cabinet member and Europe Minister Peter Hain said Brexit had become the elephant in the room for Labour. Peter Hain told The Observer, "It's quite understandable that Brexit has not been top of Labour's agenda, but it's not sustainable to ignore this elephant in the room hurting British businesses, our vital performing arts sector, our security and our foreign policy reach." The Tories delivered a last-minute mess of a Brexit with a damaging consequences, not least to stability on the island of Ireland. One senior backbencher said the message from the top was very clear, that there should be virtual radio silence on the issue of Brexit. The order that is coming out is, don't mention the war. We're being told that Keir Starmer wants to move on, and that if we mention the B word, let alone suggest we need a better deal with the European Union than Boris Johnson's, we are being unhelpful. Several sources said the MP Carolyn Harris, Keir Starmer's parliamentary aide with responsibility for coordinating with Labour members, including on what questions they ask at Prime Minister's question time, had been discouraging interventions on Brexit, saying they would damage the leader. With difficulties for British exporters continuing and problems over the Irish protocol unresolved, one member of Keir Starmer's front bench team said, attempts to brush the problems under the carpet just because we wrongly voted for Boris Johnson's deal in December is pretty close to negligence. He added that Keir Starmer was terrified of offending voters in Red Wall seats in the Midlands and the North, where pro-Brexit voters deserted Labour at the 2019 election. Since 1st of January, Keir Starmer has not raised Brexit on or problems caused by Brexit once at Prime Minister's question time, and interventions on the issue from backbenchers have been rare. None of the shadow cabinet or frontbench team have made a speech in Parliament on the issues affecting UK businesses. Pressure is now building on Labour leader Keir Starmer and his shadow cabinet to lay out a vision of how he would try to improve access to the European Union single market, the UK's biggest export market, after it emerged that thousands of British firms that export to the bloc are struggling with extra costs and extra bureaucracy, driving many to invest in warehouses and subsidiaries on the continent while scaling down and laying off staff in the United Kingdom. At a special meeting of the Parliamentary Party before Keir Starmer's speech, Neil Coyle, the MP for Bermondsey and Old Southwark, said Labour should make a land grab to become the party of business, given how damaging Brexit had been to trade. Neil Coyle called for an extension of a theme in Starmer's speech about a new partnership with business to cover the immediate concerns of every industry from fishing to finance as a result of the severe limitations of the government's trade deal with the European Union. Former Transport Secretary Andrew Adonis said it was incredible that Starmer had chosen not to mention Brexit in his speech. Keir Starmer's speech on the economic challenges ahead didn't once mention the words Brexit, trade or Europe. This is unsustainable. It's like discussing the weather without mentioning the wind and the rain. Referring to Starmer's plan for a recovery bond, he added, "The best British recovery bond would be to rejoin the European Customs Union and single market as soon as possible. Slashing our trade and raising prices at this moment is disastrous. The crisis Britain faces isn't its capacity to borrow, which has never been cheaper, but rather mass unemployment and an economic slump. Brexit is a major cause of both. Labour won't be credible until it promises to fundamentally renegotiate Boris Johnson's damaging trade reduction treaty with Europe." Meanwhile, the Green Party's Caroline Lucas, whose party has shown some signs of pushing up in the opinion polls in recent weeks, said, "It beggars belief that in his much-trailed reset speech on business and the economy, the leader of the opposition, Keir Starmer, himself once the most pro-European member of the shadow cabinet, couldn't even bring himself to mention the B word even once."